make sense. No, some people read Shtayim Mikra, they read it. No, Sidah Abba, Tadra Hashem, especially they read it together. So, Zot the Tzilu LeDovid, Tzilu LeDerech, Pshat and Rashi, this Rashi belongs in a different pasuk. This pasuk is really a perek yud beis pasuk choftes. Vahi b'chatzi alaylo v'ashem hiko kovchoy b'eretz Mitzrayim v'bchor paroy ha'yoyshev al kisoy ad b'choy rashvi asher b'beis aboy v'bchor b'chor b'hem. We have a different pasuk. Ad b'choy rashvi is in perek yud beis pasuk choftes vahi b'chatzi alaylo v'ashem hiko kovchoy b'eretz Mitzrayim v'bchor paroy ha'yoyshev al kisoy ad b'choy rashvi. The Shaila is Beseder. So why the Rashi is here? So the Tzilu LeDovid, Derech, Posh Tepshat. It's the Emes Tepshat. If you would ask me, in Perek Choftes, why the Bchoy Rashvi died, I have a Por Terutzim. Kema Shenidmo Rashus LaMashchis, Eino Machim. You see, Klal Yisrael needs something to save them. So, Fregen Kash is why the Bchoy Rashvi? And Nish Gimach Tov and Pesach, Bemele, he died. More from that. Maybe the Bchere Hashvi also were working in Klal Yisrael. Mestama the Avodim from Mitzrayim, as every the Shfoches had a right to do what they want by the Yidden, Mestama the Bchere Hashvi also had a right to do what he want. Teretz is Rashi Gia Pazashti. Why in the Asroe, in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Hey, when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to warn power, he called him Amar Hashem Kachatzoi Salayla Ani Yoitze. Umeis Kol Bchor Beretz Mitzrayim Yibchor Pare, Ayyishav Al Kitzu Yabchor Hashivchor. Why the pasuk doesn't say also b'chor Rashvi? Why the pasuk doesn't say b'chor Rashvi? Why the pasuk only says b'chor Hashivcho? The Teretz says the b'chor Rashvi doesn't deserve a punishment. He didn't do nothing bad. Why he died? Not because he was a bad person. But this is what Rashi is coming to say. Why b'chor Rashvi is not written in Perek Yud Aleph pasuk Hey? Because the b'chor Rashvi died. Not because he was a bad person. Why did Bchor Hashvi died? Why did Bchor Hashvi died? The reason the Bchor Hashvi died was because Shalayim Riyot Avosam Yir Yabosam. But Shalayim the Bchor Hashivcho died because he deserved the punishment. So why the Bchor Hashivcho died because he deserved the punishment? So he's written in the Asra. That's his portion. Zot Meishver. אמס אמס פשט, למה יש אלה מפורשים זוג דוס, מברום גוריץ, אבל זאת, זאת שאמס הזכר, אז מה אסביר אלה עניון עם זאת? מה שווי עושה
שישמח
מידו? לא, שהיו משתבדים ומשמח עם מידו, אני בוחר להשיב לך. השווי עושה? לא. He has חומש, I don't know who printed, that took the Rashi, and he had this kasha, and he changed the Rashi's. You see what he did? It's Mamash Avle what he did there. I think so. I'll check it. Maybe not. Where is it? In the base. You're right. I'm sorry, it's not only your Rashi. We'll explain it in a second. Rashi here says, "Shirasmeichim ve'elu shel Yisrael ve'oyit shelo yomru yiroseinu yivu aparonus azois." Ve'shelo yomru yiroseinu yivu aparonus azois. So Mr. Zachomer says, why Rashi has to say, "Shelo yomru yiroseinu yivu aparonus azois." Smeichim le'edom, they were war attacker. They were also smeichim le'edom. But Rashi and Shivcho says because they were mishtabed b'hem. Rashi also says because smeichim b'tzorosom. But smeichim b'tzorosom alein does nishkin reason to give the punishment. Rashi says you have to come to a reason she mishtabed b'hem. And this reason l'chura and Shivya nishgiven. And Rashi and Shivya says a different reason. K'dei shleyem b'yirosom tovo al b'lo. This is the kasha. Maybe we have to be able to move misyashiv. Sisachom says why Rashi had to add it. But for sure, maybe it's like shleim ru yirosam tov al boino. But if they were not smeichim leaid, for they would not get a punishment. You know, this is Sisachom says pshat. Has to be that they had epes But lemaisa, the reason they got punished is because they shloyim bruiros on tov elbeinam, and b'meila achdem nishgiven ha'asra. Achdem nishgiven ha'asra. The asra was only on the shofros. That's what I'm saying. It says, ani v'loi maloch, ani v'loi sorof, ani Hashem, ani hu v'loi achem. Ani Hashem, ani hu v'loi achem. But the pasuk later says, it's in the middle of the third pasuk and Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Vavarti beretz Mitzrayim balaylo azeh perik yudbeit pasuk yudbeis. Vavarti beretz Mitzrayim veikesik avchol beretz Mitzrayim. Ma'odu v'ad beim uvchol Elohei Mitzrayim es eshpotim ani Hashem ani hu v'lo yachem ani hu v'lo yachem." So Hashem went beretz Mitzrayim ani hu v'lo yachem ani hu v'lo yachem. The Barus Bekashe is Mitzad Echot, it says Ani Hu Velo Yachar. Mitzad Sheni, we know that he had to put Dam Al HaMashkoi, the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Velo Yeh Bochem Negev LaMashkoi BeHakoisi. The Mashkoi cannot go into the house. Voya Adam Al HaBatim, and will not give the Mashkoi Rishus to go into the house. So if they say Ani Hu, Ani Velo Yachar, so why you have to have Dam Al HaPesach, that the Mashkoi will come in the right? The Teretz is as it. In Choyre Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed everyone. Everyone. Even the Pchor Minav, the Pchor Minahem, the Godel Shebabayis, Tipo Rishoino. And the Pchor from the Shfoches, from the Shvi, was enough to kill the Peter Rechem. The Pchor Minahem. Why? The reason is Pashut. Pchor Minahem, everyone knows who is the Pchor. Pchor Minav, no one knows who is the Pchor Minahem. Right? Pchor Minahem, everyone knows. Pchor Minahem, everyone knows who is the Pchor Minahem. Pchor Minahav, if the father was married before to someone else, Mitzri Shebol, Asor, Mitzris, Zimra Susim, Zimra Asom, you don't know who he is. So, as V'zaynish Kilchil Hashem, it's enough to kill the Pchor Minahem. You don't have to kill the Pchor Minahav. But in Mitzrayim, the punishment was even the Pchor Minahav. So, Kum Kais Hazech, Tag Mashmer Hazech. This is Poshet, that the Makkas, Ani Hu, Ani Hashem, Velo Yachar. Ani Hashem, Velo Yachar. So who was Makkah Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he was Makkah Al HaPchoyos. Who was Makkah the Pchol from the Shvi? It was not a Makkah. It was not a punishment. It was Shelo Yehru Yiroch on Tov El Beinom. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, he will give the Oynish to Mitzrayim. Ani Hu, Ani Velo Yachar. But the market for the Shvi is not an Oynish to Mitzrayim. Why is the market to the Shvi? The market to the Shvi is Shelo Yoimru Yirosom Tov El Beinom. Did it enough that the Mashkus will do it? So first we have an answer what was going on in Mitzrayim. Mitzad Echol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avalti Balaylo Hu Ani Velo Maloch Ani Velo Yisorof Ani Hu Ani Velo Yachir. Ay, what is Velo Yidin HaMashkus? The Mashkus was around, he was there to kill the Bnei Shvi. That Mashris could have killed also Klal Yisrael. And then you have to have the Pesach, that the Pesach will save you, that they will not come in. This is the reason it's very partial. If the one that was killing the Bnei Shvi was the Mashris, and that Mashris killed everyone, then all of the Peter Rechaminaim, it's very good. Why Pchoyres, what we do Pchoyres, we only do the Peter Rechaminaim, and we don't do the Peter Rechem Minav. Let them keep a Heger, but in Mitzrayim everyone was killed. So if everyone was killed in Mitzrayim, so why by us the Pchor is only the first one from the mother? The Teretz is, because the Nes in Mitzrayim, the Pesachti Belay Le'ahu, only was from the Mashris. Not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Medalek Mibayis Lebayis. So the Meir, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was killing everyone, this you don't have to make a Makas Pchoyres for it. A Pchor Petarechem for it. You only have to make the Petarechem for who? For the ones that the Mashris didn't kill. What is the one that the Mashris didn't kill? This is only Petarechem in A. Now it's also usual we asked before. Who told Rashi to find reasons why the Bnei Shvi were killed? Let Rashi to answer, they were killed because they didn't do Kabbal Pesach, so the Mashris didn't save them. Lo Yitzu is no deed to kill the Bnei Shvi, the Mashkus would never be around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was killing in Mitzrayim. There was no Mashkus. Why Hashem had to kill the Bnei Shvi? Because Shelo Yoyim Ruto Yiroson Tov El Beinom. But this is not a Makkah, So Hashem needed to bring into Mitzrayim a mashkis. So you can't ask me a kasha now, why did Bnei Ashvi deserve to be killed? And he answered, because Shalayim Bhutu Yosam Tov Elbaino. No, maybe they killed, because the mashkis, Shalayim Nita the mashkis La'achim. The Torah says, if they don't need to be killed, Kemal the Nizayin Amashkis. So first we have to have a reason that they have to be killed. But they cannot be killed through the normal market. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to give Einish to Rishayim. This chelik the mashkis is gemacht. Melefer, this chelik you had to have a Kabbin Pesach. Because we do take more Pesukim of them. I'll just finish with one more clean vote. So the vote says, it says in the Pesuk Yud Beis, maybe two little Zachen. It says in Shmeis Yud Beis, Vayhi b'chatzi alaylo v'Hashem hiko kol b'choy b'eretz Mitzrayim. Mamash b'chatzois. So we say over from the Rebbe Tshover, Yomon of Shach. Chatzois, what is Chatzois? The night is, Ramzan, at 12 o'clock exactly is Chatzois. So what, how can Rosh Baruch Hu kill them exactly in Chatzois? Chatzois is not really a time. Chatzois is there. 6 hours are before Chatzois, and from after 6 hours is Chatzois. So how can Rosh Baruch Hu kill them exactly by Chatzois? Ka Chatzois is good. But the Pesuk says, Vayhi b'chatzi alaylo. Rosh Baruch Hu didn't come ka Chatzois. Pum b'chatzois he killed them. Mal nefshach. So the Rebbe Tshover, also when someone dies, you don't have to kill him. Till then he's alive, and from then he's dead. So till Chatzois exactly they were living, from Chatzois exactly they were not living. So it's punk b'chatzois. Hashem doesn't kill. You live till Chatzois, and from Chatzois you're dead. How could Rosh Baruch Hu kill the person punk b'chatzois? Chatzois is not a time. Chatzois is exactly divided night to two. One side is before Chatzois, the other side is really after Chatzois. Chatzois is the split. The Torah says also Hashem didn't kill them. Till that time they live, from then they were dead. So it's exactly by Chatzois. That's exactly a good shot. Not clear? You know how?
Why is it
Chatzois? Hashem said he will kill them by Chatzois. What is Chatzois? Oh. Right? There's no time really. Not really a time Chatzois. Why is no time? The night is made from 12 hours, from 8 hours. The first 4 hours are one part, the other part. Chatzais is exactly in the middle. It's when he killed him. The epistime that takes already over Chatzais. Because Baruch Hu did it very, very quick. But that little time is already more than Chatzais. Because Chatzais is no time. Chatzais is exactly a split. The Talmud is killing a person, you don't kill him. He lives and then he's dead. So Hashem made, till Chatzais he was living, and from Chatzais he was dead. And Mr. Sternberg says when he was a kid, there was a letter in the newspaper, Akasha and the Parsha, and they promised money to a person that would come to say a teretz. And the Akasha was, in the end of the Parsha, it says, in Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Memches. Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Memches. V'chiyogu ritchoger, v'oso Pesach la'ashem, Himo loy kol zocho. V'oz yikrav lasos. If you will have a ger, and he wants to do a Pesach, you have to be ma'al his kids. And then you could do a Pesach. Yeah. So the kash in the newspaper was, they don't understand. We learned before, says in the Pasuk, that if you want to make your Korban Pesach, you have to ma'al. Yeah. It's a parsha. Where's the parsha of Korban Pesach? Yeah, everyone has to be ma'al. Kol ore lo yoichal boi. Milas bonav ma'akevte. Everyone has to be ma'al. What is the pshat that the pasuk says? Kol ben yoichal lo yoichal boi. In this pasuk, in pasuk mem gimel. Vem az yoichal kol ben yoichal lo yoichal boi. And we learn milas bonav is ma'akevte milach lesa pesach. What the Pasuk says, if you will have a girl, he has to mal his kids. Avadi has to mal his kids. What if the tzad that a girl doesn't have to mal his kids? But a girl is different. Every yid has to be mal his kids. Why not a girl has to mal his kids? What was that? They promised money. was five, I think, five lirot it was then. No, the Pasuk would say that Ger could eat Pesach, I would not ask a kasha. I'm asking, a Ger can machen Pesach. But I have the chidush that a Ger can machen Pesach. But like the Pasuk, his kids also have to be. And a Yid also asked him. A Yid, if he does not mal his kids, so he freaked us out. I've got kids miret. Kids that were born before he was Megaya, he doesn't have shaykhs to these kids. What we're saying, we're talking on kids that were born later. And the kids that were born before, so the Zecher Yitzchok, they bring a teretz from the Zecher Yitzchok. The Zecher Yitzchok, the Pri Yitzchok, said teretz. Roy Shlomo said himself then, they found the Pri Yitzchok. Now we're talking on kids that the Ger had before he was Megaya. If you learn the Sugi and Ksuvus that Yud Aleph, you know that a Goy, his kids belong to him. The Rambam states that a Goy could sell his kids, right? You buy a Eved Knaini. From who you buy a Eved Knaini? A Goyim have bias on their kids, and they could sell their kids. This is the reason Rashi says there that the Kodneshin is Gaia, if his father comes to Megaya, had schus to bring him to Megaya. Because a Goy has a schus on his kids. A Goy owns his kids. He's a Bailim on his kids. He could sell them. Mele said, a gosh and his guy, you're right that his kids, he's kikotin shenoy ladomi. But after a shayla, a girl was megaya, kikotin shenoy ladomi. All of his money stays his, or kikotin shenoy ladomi, he doesn't own his money. His money stays his. Right? A girl is his guy, and he had $1 million before he was this guy. What happened to the $1 million? Becomes hefken. Or stays his? Stays his. His mishpacha is not his mishpacha anymore. So you're right, his kids are not called his kids anymore. But if he owns them, they're his avodim. So, milas bonav ma'akevet, midin milas avodim. I think the Pasuk says in Pasuk Medalet, v'chol eved ish miknas kesef. Only you have to mal your eved, and if not, milas avodim. Ma'akevet is ha'odoy milechoil. Zog the Pasuk, v'chiyodur, I think Rashi is the Pasuk. V'chiyodur ishoger, v'oso pesach la'ashem, himo leikol zohor. What? Ain't a chanam? Give me 2 more minutes. There's a song all the kids sing in all the schools. Power in pajamas in the middle of the night. I don't know if you heard that song. They sing it in America?
Sure.
They sing it also in Hebrew, and also in Yiddish, and also in French. So, first, the shaila is, Mechateisa that he had pajamas. Mechateisa had pajamas. The Torah says, Rashi says he had pajamas. Rashi says, so, we have a mistake that he had pajamas. So it's so important in Aseret to sing that Tara had pajamas. And all the kids are running after him, so the whole song goes, yeah, run to Moshe. What's the pshat? The Torah says, this is a Rashi. Rashi says, Vayibach opened the pasuk inside, Yud Beis Choftes. I'm sorry, Yud Beis Lamed. Vayokom paro ilaylo. הוא עושה אתם חופס. והיא בחצי הלילה והשם מיקו כל בכל בארץ מצרים ובכל פארו ישב על כיסוי הבכי יושבי שבבייס הבויר וכל בכל בהימו. והיוקום פארו לילה הוא בכל עבודו. זאת דרשי. והיוקום פארו מימיתוסוי. לילה ולא כדרך המלוכים. והיוקום פארו מימיתוסוי. הוא תוד רשי, זה נגיע עוד בית. היה פג'אם לזה, יהיה? אבל, this book Rashi is coming to say that he can't get up from his bed. So gezogt zwei Mahalchim in the song. The first Mahalch is as Moshe tells everyone, b'chatzay salayla, everyone dies. All the p'choyri machta milchome, they're trying to get out. Gantz milchome, power doesn't let them. We know Chazal say 20,000 people were killed. Maki Mitzrayim, b'choyreyem. Rabbi Yonah Yosef ben Simon, b'tach b'dash, b'achav. Makas b'choyres. Right, that's what they are. Kinnim Orev Derev Roshim, Mag Orev, Arve Derev Roshim Choyshech, Makas Bechoyres. So this type of verse is Makas Bechoyres, because there's two Makas. The Bechoyres died, and the Milchom, and then all the Bechoyres, everyone is trying to get out. Paro was also a Bechoyre. He says, everyone is dying Bechatzois. This is what I taught. I remember, years ago, there was a bag 2000. The whole world was sure. 2000, Bechatzois, Kachatzois, it's bottom of Vutum. People stayed up. Who knows what was lying? People were sure to walk up in the morning to check the lights. Yeah. Pari, we're telling you, Pari, Bechatzois, the ganze Sache is bottom of Vutum. Lom is Zogin, you don't want to believe. Sit in your house with all of your soldiers, with the, you know, the cabinet, the whole organized, to get ready. Look to the market happens, what happened. Moshe says, till now the witch Moshe Lishitosom is working. He says, Bechatzois Arayla, this is it. You'll be running to me. Paroi, Gomish. He goes to sleep, falls asleep with pyjamas. With pyjamas, okay, Shlafim. Rashlak, Vayokom Mimitosoi. When he went out, everyone saw that was Vayokom Mimitosoi. That's my impression. Asiyo given pyjama lachem, nish given pyjama lachem, samach mishtoi, this is for the kinder lachem, mizik dozazay. Aber es given a matzah from Vayokom Mimitosoi, zog the posuk. Paroi, everyone saw Azar Roshe, Azar Lishos Alibori. He went to sleep. It's Bechatzois, you know, Shlish. Melochim zog Rashi get up Shal Shlishis. Chatzois in the middle of the night, what is Shlof Mezah early? Wait! Azar Mushchos. Everyone will see. What's the Ashchos of Paroi? You think Gomish, he went to sleep, all the Pcheres, everyone can die in Mitzrayim, and I'll let in the bed. This is Eim Pshat. Tzveit Pshat. Kosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Paroi, Ergeit, the Vassar. No, the Yitzhar HaMayim, but then there's Kis, you know, Paroi time that I'm the Kodesh Baruch, I don't go over there, I don't go out. Chweiss, it's a shame given a Gvura, the guy to Togi hold himself, yeah? So, when my kids asked me, they didn't think that maybe he goes in the Yair, he didn't let no one to come there. I don't know, but even if the Mitzrayim should be made, but the guy said, Toya gave this shame epis, yeah? So they didn't start to think, maybe. So Moshe came every time, Shalom, Ichwez. But Mitzrayim believe, Paro gave Mishtarois. He's a Kodesh Baruch. Now, if Paro is a Kodesh Baruch, he went to sleep or he didn't go to sleep? Paro for sure also never went to sleep. Moshe had. So what he did, he had a closed room. He would lock himself in the room. And that day, you know, you don't have a closed toilet. So, you know, the Kedesh. But he went to his room, Chveitzer, Gemach Be'ichudim, you know, up to the sky, he was going, Chveitzer, Dan, Cheshbonis, Mazur Gizok. No one thought that Paro goes to sleep. That night, or maybe his 5-10 people, he got up with his pyjamas and he ran out. Everyone ran around. You see, Paro also has pyjamas. As Eichet Amen, Shnishken Getshken, Nishken Gomish, and he was running around the whole Mitzrayim. And everyone saw, Paro is Shlocht Azevi Ale. Paro is Azevi Ale, man. Sichu b'chol nifloi Yisrael.